fight for NHS pay and funding on the 2nd of March 2020, as coronavirus cases rose to 4 in a day. Boris Johnson told us that Britain was well prepared with a fantastic NHS. 9 months later, no one doubts that Johnson has lied from the start. Not only was the NHS criminally unprepared by the decades of funding cuts and privatization, Johnson himself was part of the Tory austerity government responsible for that. A new report highlights how austerity, a wealth transfusion from the working class to the bosses via cuts, privatization and low pay, is a major factor in Britain's COVID performance being one of the worst in the world. The report correctly points out some of the austerity by which our NHS was so badly undermined. The budget for Public Health England was cut after its foundation in 2012 by 40%. Spending on public health in local government was cut by about £800 million. Years of cuts, Tory and Blairite cuts, and privatisation laid the basis for today's ambulance queues outside hospitals, staff shortages, and funding shortfalls that now mean millions are denied the health and care service they need. It is the defenders of capitalism who caused this crisis. These factors alone are enough for a volcano of anger. But there is more: the cronyism of mates of ministers getting fat contracts in the health service confirmed the impression that ours is increasingly a health service run for profit. A fight back is necessary to turn our anger into effective change. The health and care workers fighting for a 15% pay rise show the way. Collective workplace and trade union action has the potential to win. As long as the decisions of the Tories and the fat cats they represent go unchallenged, our NHS will continue to unwind. It was the intervention by working class people, through mass struggle, and building their own political voice, that delivered the NHS in the first place. Today, the lessons of that period have never been more needed. For a fully funded nationalised NHS and social care sector, scrap all private contracts. End private profiteering and the NHS an immediate 15% pay rise for all health and care staff, including those in privatised sectors, a minimum wage of £12 an hour. £15 in London, a socialist NHS, democratically run by elected and accountable committees, including service workers and users,